الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to establish Baytullah. Kaaba was built by Ibrahim alayhi salam. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. Indeed, the first house which was established for the people is that which is in Makkah. Bakkah يعني مكة. Then Allah عز وجل, He told Ibrahim عليه السلام to invite people to visit the house. Like you make a house, right? You build a house. And then you make a party and you invite your friends and family to come and visit the house. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to inform the people and invite the people. There is nobody there when the Kaaba was built. Nobody was around because Kaaba was built in desert. Makkah was desert. In Makkah at that time, there was nobody living. Simply, there is no source of life. There is no society, there is no city, there are no homes, no people living there. In fact, there is no grass, there is no tree, there is no water. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. It's a valley which has no plants. But Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the house. Ibrahim alayhi salam built the house because this is the beauty of being Muslim. This is the beauty of Islam. Because Islam is that you submit yourself to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Islam is that you obey the command of Allah Azza wa Jal no matter what. You like it, you don't like it, we understand, we don't understand. Allah is saying something, well, khalas. We just have to know whether Allah has said that or not. And once we know that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded this, khalas. This is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we just have to abide by it. Because Allah has the right to command. Your boss, who gives you $10, $20, $50, right, end of the day, does he have the right to tell you something? Well, we all accept that if he is my boss, I am working for him, well, he has the right to tell me what to do, what not to do, what time to come, what time to leave, do this, don't do this, keep it here, don't keep it there, right? Make this phone call, send this email, whatever. Why? Because he is my boss. He is giving me some money end of the day. Well, Allah is my creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Malik. Allah azza wa jal, He created us from nothing. So Allah does not have any rights. Allah has all the rights. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can command anything. Lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd. Allah lahu al-khalq wal-amr. Khalq belongs to him and amr also belongs to him. Khalq means creation. And amr, yani command. Since Allah is khaliq, Allah is also amir. Allah is our khaliq. Allah is also our amir. Amir means amir and nahi. He can command and he can also forbid. He can say do and he can say don't do. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam built the house with the help of Ismail alayhi salam. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to invite people to the house. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Make announcement among the people for Hajj. Ya Allah, I'm making announcement, but there is nobody. Nobody. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. Don't worry. They will come on foot. They will come on foot. وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ. And they will also come on camels. مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. From all over the place. No matter how many valleys are in between, how many mountains are in between, how many lakes are in between, how many rivers are in between. They will come from everywhere. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he invited. Everybody who responded to the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Labbaik, I'm here at your service. I'm here again. Labbaika la sharika lak. Ya Allah, there is no partner with you. Indeed, all the praise belongs to you. All the favor belongs to you. All the kingdom belongs to you. Labbaika la sharika lak. So people, they responded to the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then it became the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that people go every year to Makkah for Hajj. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to revive the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He came to bring people back to the original teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam, people forgotten. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also encouraged people to go and do Hajj. As Muslims, the way we pray Salah, we have Siyam in Ramadan, we have Zakat once a year, and we also have Hajj. Hajj is also Rukn from the Arkan of Islam. Hajj is Faridah from the Faraid of Islam. There is no Islam without Salah, right? Can somebody say, well, I'm a Muslim but I don't pray? What kind of Islam you have? What kind of religion you have? There is no Islam without Salah. There is no Islam without Siyam. Somebody cannot say, well, I'm Muslim but I don't fast. Well, you are Muslim. Muslim means somebody who fasts, unless you have excuse. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned those excuses. But otherwise, Muslim has to fast. Likewise, Muslims have to give zakat. And Muslim also has to go for Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted, He could have asked everybody to go. No matter what. Like Salah, everybody has to pray, right? You are busy, you are not busy. You are young, you are old. Healthy, not healthy. In all situations, Salah has to be performed. The only excuse for not praying Salah is somebody faints. Somebody is unconscious. Doesn't know what is happening with him. Well, no. This person, he is not mukallaf. Or a person loses his mind, becomes insane, majnoon. Hamare yahan bolte pagal ho gaya. So if a person becomes insane, well, he does not have to pray. Because you cannot expect him to do anything. He's insane. But anybody who is sane and anybody who has conscience must pray. You cannot pray while standing, you pray while sitting. You cannot pray while sitting, you pray while lying down. And you have the details of ahkam, which you can learn from the ulama. If Allah wanted, Allah could have told us and commanded us to go for Hajj. No matter what. I don't have the money to buy the air ticket. Well, go walking. Allah could have said that. Right? But Allah Azza wa Jal, He only obliged us to go for Hajj when we are capable. So if somebody can afford to travel, in the past people had to have a horse or a camel. Horse for a short distance, camel for a long distance. And you must be healthy and fit for travel. You have enough money to spend yours on yourself, because travel can take, you know, 2 months, 3 months. People used to go for Hajj for 6 months. It used to take, the whole journey used to take 1 year. The whole journey used to take 1 year. By the time you go, 6 months, and by the time you come back, it's six months. But the beauty of that, people used to develop shauk. We are going for Hajj, we are going to visit Makkah, we are going to visit Makkah, we are going to visit Medina, we are visiting the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And on the journey, people used to make a lot of istighfar, a lot of tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar, tawbah. Because there is uncertainty. Anything can happen while journey. Many people used to die in the past. If you read the books of how people used to perform Hajj in the past, you will come across so many stories. People used to die while traveling for Hajj. Sometimes because of natural reasons. And sometimes you have disasters. Somebody attacks, caravans, right? Robbers, etc. So there is a lot of uncertainty. So there is a lot of reliance on Allah Azza wa Jalla that only Allah can make it happen. Although that uncertainty is there even now, right? Can somebody sit on the airplane, say, I am definitely going to go to Makkah? Can anybody claim that? Nobody can claim that. But we have become ghafil. We think that we can do anything, everything. We can't do anything. You cannot lift a leaf. You cannot move something from a place to place. So people used to travel for a year. Allah Azza wa Jal has obliged us to go for Hajj when we have capability. But it is a must if you have capability. It is wajib, it is fard, it is obligatory, it is a must. That's why anybody who has enough money to travel for Hajj, whether a man or a woman, woman has to have a mahram. That is, you know, another issue. But everybody has to go for Hajj, man or woman. And mahram does not mean only husband. Husband is mahram. Father is mahram. Son is mahram. Right? So you have maharim, you have list of maharim. So she can travel with any mahram, as long as it is safe. But Hajj is obligatory if you are capable of traveling and if you are fit. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged us to go for Hajj and not to delay. Because people delay year after year, year after year, and sometimes people die without performing Hajj. There is a great warning if a person is capable of performing Hajj and he did not go for Hajj and he dies without Hajj. It's a very serious matter. In some hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the meaning of which is that if a person does not go for Hajj, although he is capable, then it doesn't matter whether he dies as a Yahudi or he dies as a Nasrani. Because Yahud and Nasara, they don't go for Hajj. How can he claim to be Muslim?
and not going for Hajj. If you have enough money, you don't have to become old. You don't have to retire to go for Hajj. Some people think that I should retire to go for Hajj. Don't wait to retire. You have enough money, go for Hajj. In fact, when you are young, you can enjoy Hajj more. You can do things properly. You can walk and you can make tawaf and you can do sa'i, right? You can do a lot of nawafil. You can do the rami properly. Sometimes people go there when they're too old. Well, they cannot make tawaf. Obviously, it is still good. I'm not saying that they should not go there. It is good. But it is very hard. People cannot make tawaf. Well, somebody has to carry them. Or somebody has to push the chair for them. Right? You cannot make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Well, you will enjoy it more if you can do it yourself. You cannot do rami. Somebody has to do the rami on your behalf if a person is not capable, etc. So when you are young, it is even better that you go for Hajj. Our people, the Indian subcontinent, we have certain people from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Afghanistan. We have this understanding that you should go for Hajj towards the end of your life. You do everything, anything, and inshallah, Allah will forgive after Hajj. Do halal, do haram, eat halal, eat haram, do anything, and then inshallah, I will go for Hajj, and Allah will forgive me. Then after Hajj, I become Haji. Once I come back from Hajj, and then inshallah, like 2-3 years left for me to die, 2-3 years I can remain patient and avoid haram. This is not Islam. What is haram, avoid it even when you are young. In fact, Allah likes it more if you avoid haram when you are young. Right? If you avoid the temptation when you are young, Allah appreciates it more. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you perform Hajj even when you are young. That's why lots of people from Indonesia, from Malaysia, they go when they are young. And in fact, somebody told me that they save money from a young age. As soon as they start earning money, as soon as they like graduate and they have business, whatever, they put some money aside to go for Hajj. But alhamdulillah, in this part of the world where we are living, lots of people have lots of savings. Many people have a lot of money under their mattress. Right? Many people hide money in their pillows. You know, pillow means saving account, pillow means, you know, retired funds, whatever funds, there are so many names. Pillow does not mean pillow on which you sleep. Any place where you hide the money is pillow. So lots of people have lots of money, but they don't go for Hajj, and they keep delaying and keep delaying, keep delaying. And many people now, they have this idea that I should go for Umrah first. I don't know where this comes from. Alhamdulillah, we have been studying with ulama, but there is no ustaz told me that go for Umrah first. You can go for Umrah, there is no doubt about it. But if Hajj becomes obligatory, Hajj is obligatory. You cannot say, I will go for Umrah and then inshallah after 5 years, after 10 years, I will go for Hajj. This does not make any sense. Hajj is obligatory, obligatory. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever can go, it is obligatory upon the people for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And whoever disobeys, whoever disbelieves, Allah considers disobedience with disbelief. The meaning is disobedience, but the words of Allah is kufr. And kufr means disbelief. Kufr means denying Allah Azza wa Jal. So the person does not perform Hajj, Allah is saying he denies me. If he denies me, inna Allah ghaniyyun 'anil 'alamin. Allah does not need the whole world, not only me, you, anybody. Allah does not need anybody. That's why my brothers, month of Shawwal is the month for starting Hajj. Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah, these are the months of Hajj. So we should start preparing for Hajj. at least we can have the intention, at least we can have the desire, at least we can encourage people to go for Hajj. Why not? Even if you have performed Hajj, still we should have the desire to perform more and more Hajj. Doing ibadah is not waste of money. Some people think that if I have performed Hajj, I should not go again because it is waste of money. A'udhu billah. Astaghfirullah. Doing ibadah is not waste of money. If you have money, for example, and you slaughter one animal, can you slaughter two animals? Can you slaughter 10 animals? Yes, you can. The more you do, the better. The more you do, the better. Is that waste of money? It is not waste of money. This is sacrifice for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hajj is also for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So going for Hajj is the best use of your money. Going for Umrah for the sake of Allah, not for taking selfies. I have been to Umrah. I have done two Umrahs. Every year I go for Umrah. Every Ramadan I go for Umrah. You're telling here, telling there. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Umrah can become tourism. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment. Hajj can become tourism. Hajj can become tourism, and this is a sign of the Day of Judgment. So such Hajj has no value in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Hajj for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal is one of the great ibadat. Those who have capability, they must go for Hajj. And in fact, the more you go, the better. تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيرُ وَخَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ. Hajj and Umrah perform one after another. If you have performed one Hajj and you came back end of Dhul Hijjah, you came back in Muharram, khalas, once you come back, you should develop the desire to go for the next Hajj. And you should start planning to go for the next Hajj. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who wrote Fadail al-Amal, he used to come back for Hajj, from Hajj, and he used to start preparing for the next Hajj. Somebody who knows him, who knew him personally and who met with him, told me directly that Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, even if he did not have the money, he will borrow the money and go for Hajj. And then rest of the year, he will slowly, slowly pay the money back. And next year, again, he will go for Hajj. Obviously, I'm not saying that you borrow money, otherwise you will come to me and say, well, I borrowed money, now you pay the money. Right? You go when you can. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.